The next time you need some perspective in your life, here's a humbling thought.
Me, you, my desk, my computer, stars, galaxies, dust, everything we can see is about 5% of the universe.
Jason Rhodes is an astrophysicist. He's one of the scientists who worked on a recent project to explain what makes up a good deal of the other 95% of the universe, something called dark matter. NPR's Katia Riddle reports.
Dark matter is basically what it sounds like, mysterious stuff that acts kind of like the scaffolding of the universe. Here's what we do know about it. It's invisible. It doesn't emit, reflect, or absorb light, but it can bend light because it has mass, which means it also has gravity.
So we can't observe it in the traditional way. We can only see its effect gravitationally.
Jason Rhodes, the astrophysicist who works at NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory, has been studying dark matter for decades. He's part of the team that's just released one of the most detailed maps yet of dark matter in a patch of the universe. He says it's helping them answer some key questions.
We weren't quite sure what the finer structure of dark matter was, how clumpy it was, how filamentary it was. And so we're seeing some filaments that we weren't able to see. And also, it allows us to find clusters of galaxies.
Their research was published in the journal Nature Astronomy. Diana Scagnamiglio is the lead researcher on the project.
It's really a treasure, I'd say. So there are many things that you can do with this map.
She says she's hopeful the new map will open up a whole new field of inquiry. None of it would be possible, she points out, without significant advancements in telescope technology.
We are in a really golden era of precision cosmology with the new telescope and with a sharper view of the universe.
Anna Nirenberg studies dark matter at the University of California, Merced. She was not involved in the study. She says this research is game-changing and rare. It's an example, she says, of the kind of breakthroughs that come after decades of careful investment and scholarship.
Science really benefits from the long-term, continuous expertise that can be passed down. I think that this is actually a really beautiful study of that.
For this research, they relied on the James Webb Space Telescope. It's managed from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland. The center has been a target for cuts under the Trump administration. Nirenberg hopes the federal government continues to prioritize this work.
I'm super grateful for the taxpayers for, you know, supporting the science. I'm grateful that I live in a society that also thinks this is really exciting.
Astrophysicist James Rhodes says this work is part of a long tradition of the scientific quest to understand the fundamental nature of reality.
Over 100 years ago, Einstein was coming up with his equations of general relativity that describe gravity in the universe.
That work, he points out, underpins technologies like GPS, which modern cell phones rely on.
And so maybe in decades or 100 years, there's going to be a practical application to dark matter.
Curiosity about what exists beyond ourselves, he says, is what keeps science and humanity moving forward. Katia Riddle, NPR News.